Carlsbad is the place to be this weekend. And no, not just because I live there.
Oh, my God. You do want to be the mayor of that town.
I mean,
you were saying that yesterday on KUSI. You really mean it.
Not the entire city, just the village.
Oh.
And maybe just a couple blocks in the village.
Okay, and you don't want to have to do any paperwork or any
stuff. No. Oh, mayors don't do paperwork. Come on, they got assistants for that. Anyway, this is why Carlsbad's the place to be this weekend. First of all, the Carlsbad Marathon and Half Marathon is happening on Sunday. Now, anyone that lives in the area knows that that can be kind of a trying time to get around in, so plan accordingly. I remember the first time when I first moved to the village, I was trapped in my house because I lived right on the marathon route, and if you're not out of the house and you need to go to the store or something, well, you better be walking because there's no way you can get your car out there. So just be aware of stuff like that and all the runners that are going to be invading Carlsbad this weekend. And as long as you're in Carlsbad, head out to Legoland, California on Sunday as well.
Legoland is presenting the Kids Marathon Mile, and this is really awesome because it's a fun run for kids and parents, and it's open to all ages and all abilities. And even better, part of each registration is going to be donated directly to Merlin's Magic Wand. So something fun to do with the kids. If you feel like, I can't really do a Carlsbad Marathon, I can't really do that, you can do it with your kids and then raise some money, too, for charity.
You can get through the marathon any way you choose to get through it, even be pushing a stroller or carrying on a back, which is how I prefer to finish a marathon.
All right, whose back are you getting on?
Ooh, wow, that's a different question for a different subject.
I'll go with Jason Momoa.
833-287-1037 is the number to call right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get yourself to Disney on Ice just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. That's what you're going to win. And when you beat Tammy, if you beat Tammy, you get $100 too. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. There's a pizza joint in England that hates pineapple on pizza so badly that they're going to charge you $125 if you want to order a pie with pineapple on it.
Their regular pizzas, $15. And their reasoning is they hate pineapple on pizza.
Very polarizing topic. We've talked about this before. I am not a fan of pineapple on pizza. Many of you are. Tammy, I think you are, aren't you?
I love a good Hawaiian pizza. I absolutely do. And my kids, it was one of their favorites. They would modify it a little bit, adding like black olives and stuff to it. But they loved it. And the sweet and salty go together so well.
No, not for me. Or not for the head chef of this pizza joint. Here's his quote. I love a pina colada, but pineapple on pizza, never. I'd rather put a strawberry on one than that tropical menace.
If you've ever talked to our afternoon stud, Chemo, and he talks about the pizza in Italy, where they basically put anything on pizza there. He was talking about a place that sliced up hot dogs on a pizza.
I've never seen a hot dog on a pizza, and I was in Italy. Everywhere I went to Italy, my sister and I had pizza because we wanted to see how the different regions vary. It's fascinating, by the way.
I was just surprised when Chemo told me that. He was like, there's places...
Was he joking?
No.
About the hot dogs on pizza?
That's what I was asking him if he was joking. He said no. There was a place that had hot dogs as an option on the pizza.
One of the best pizzas I had on my trip was not in Italy at all. It was in Montenegro.
Mm-hmm. What I found fascinating, besides the fact that, you know what, I'll just never order pizza at your restaurant because if you're going to charge me $125, come on, I'll go across the street to the grocery store and get a can of pineapple, is that Hawaiian pizza wasn't invented in Hawaii. It was invented in Canada.
So we can blame Canada for that.
I thank Canada for that.
We're never going to get along, are we, you and I?
Oh, my God,
we're never
going
to get along.
After 25 years, this is the end.
We
25 years of working together. I'm putting my foot down.
What finally called it quits for you two? Was it you couldn't get along? No, it was pineapple on a pizza. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, Courtney is in Old Town. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Courtney, I've got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam does, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, garagedooranggatestore.com. A reminder to you, Courtney, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne blasted celebrities who are out helping wildfire victims just to get a photo op. She said, quote, "No one asked you to come out and give hugs. Go home." Kelly is the daughter of what legendary rocker?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Director John Carpenter had a birthday yesterday. Carpenter directed one of the greatest and most influential horror films ever made about a killer named Michael Myers. What's the film?
I don't know.
Leonardo DiCaprio is donating $1 million to wildfire relief. In Leo's Oscar-winning movie, The Revenant, his character is mauled and left for dead by what type of animal?
A wolf?
Timothy Chalamet was fined $73 for improperly parking the e-bike that he rode to the London premiere of A Complete Unknown. In 2019, Timothy co-starred in a new version of this movie based on a Louisa May Alcott novel that chronicles the lives of the March sisters, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy. What's the movie?
I have no idea.
Finally, happy birthday to Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created the Broadway musicals In the Heights and Hamilton, and the soundtracks for the animated films Moana and this Disney film that included this song.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
Encanto.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. Courtney, what's happening with you today?
Just, I'm going to go to the DMV.
Oh, wow. No wonder you sound so thrilled. Courtney did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Kelly Osbourne blasted celebrities who are out helping wildfire victims just to get a photo op. She said, quote, "No one asked you to come out and give hugs. Go home." Kelly is the daughter of what legendary rocker?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy is right. It's 1-1. Courtney knew that. Director John Carpenter had a birthday yesterday. Carpenter directed one of the greatest and most influential horror films ever made about a killer named Michael Myers. What's the film?
Halloween.
I believe Halloween spawned 12 sequels as well. It's 2-1. Courtney didn't know that. Leo DiCaprio is donating $1 million to wildfire relief. In Leo's Oscar-winning movie, The Revenant, his character is mauled and left for dead by what type of animal?
A bear. That movie is so good, but wow, is it hard to watch. It's unreal because it feels so real.
Timothy Chalamet was fined $73 for improperly parking his e-bike that he rode to the London premiere of A Complete Unknown.
Okay, roll your eyes. Come on, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Well, I mean, everybody in my village... In my village of Carlsbad, mine. There's not a kid in the village that actually rides a pedal bike. Mm-hmm. They're all e-bikes. It's nuts, man. In 2019, Timothy co-starred in a new version of this movie based on a Louisa May Alcott novel that chronicles the lives of the March sisters, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy. What's the movie?
Well, it's about Little Women, but was that what it's called? I'm going to guess Little Women.
Little Women. Yeah.
I didn't know if they gave it a new fangled name or what.
Courtney couldn't remember what it was. Did now, obviously. It's now 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, happy birthday to Lin-Manuel Miranda, who created the Broadway musicals In the Heights and Hamilton, and the soundtracks for the animated films Moana and this Disney film that included this song.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno.
Is that Coco?
Courtney, go ahead and clue Tammy to what that movie is, please.
Encanto.
That's the one. Today we finish with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Courtney, there's not going to be any money for you today from Tammy, but we have a great prize for you and your family.
A family 4-pack. You'll be part of the magic of Disney as Disney and Ice is coming to Pechanga Arena on January 23rd.
My daughter's going to be so excited.
Great. That's what it's all about. I wonder if they skate to that song. Maybe. Courtney, unfortunately for you, before we have to leave, we have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Courtney in Old Town, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So is TikTok still a thing as of now? I've stopped caring. I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
It's kind of all over the place.
Yeah. 1 minute, it's gone. Next minute, someone might save it. Who knows? One of the things that we had talked about earlier in this week was about people who make money because they have a TikTok shop. There's a lot of small businesses. There's also a lot of very bizarre things that you can buy on TikTok.
My mom has gone to shopping on TikTok, I guess. And for Christmas, she got my son this toy. And it is the creepiest thing I think I've ever heard.
Okay. Why would she buy something creepy?
I've seen the ads myself on TikTok, and they don't look creepy.
Okay. So here's it surprised you that it turned out to be creepy.
Right. So here's what it is. It looks like a little record player.
Okay.
And it has these little records, which are actually like pieces of cardboard, and I think they're coated on the back to play songs. And so they play nursery rhymes, different tales, and songs.
Oh, super cute, right? I can see that she would think Walt would love this.
And it comes with thousands of songs and nursery rhymes and all that. We open it up, and some of them I've definitely not heard of before and kind of creep me out. Like, there's this one.
I had a sausage. I had a sausage, a bonny, bonny sausage. I put it in the oven for my tea. I went down the cellar to get the salt and pepper, and the sausage ran after me.
Okay, I wouldn't call that creepy. I'd call it freaky. What kind of sausage fetish are we talking about here?
John was into it at first.
Well, I say, man, I'm all about sausage.
Okay. Till it runs after you.
Never even heard. Weird. Is that a popular? It sounds like it's not even American. Is that like from England or something?
Well, that's the thing. So this box says local accent. So the first one we actually put in is this other one, which is so creepy.
Okay.
I just had to play it for you guys.
Okay.
There was a donkey. He was old and couldn't work. His master wanted to kill him.
Good lord.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay. Because he couldn't work?
Yeah.
Is this German or something?
I guess.
The Germans, they're kind of harsh, right?
Not really known for their sense of humor, apparently.
No.
So he killed him.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Like, this is for children?
Right. Okay, hang on.
The donkey knew. He escaped to Bremen City at night. On the road, the donkey met a dog who had suffered the same thing. Then they met a cat. They passed a farm and heard a cock crowing. Originally, cock's owner would kill it to cook soup in tomorrow's Halloween.
No.
Cooked a soup in tomorrow's Halloween? Is that what he said?
I don't know. It was Halloween
Halloween?
I didn't know
you had cock soup on Halloween, but here we are.
Oh, my God.
The cat, too, had an owner that wanted to kill him. Sleep tight.
Yeah.
So the donkey took cock away. Donkey said, at that time, I played the piano. Hunting dog plays the drums. Cat plays the serenade. And cock sings.
Okay. Wow.
I feel like I just smoked a bunch of drugs. I've been told. What is that?
Okay, producer Jessica, you have a job over the weekend. How many little discs do you have?
Like thousands. Okay. I know. I gotta find more.
You
these
gotta
are...
find more. This should be like a reoccurring story time segment that we do on our show, and I'm not joking.
John and Tammy present bedtime stories that'll scare the crap out of your kids.
Yes, I love it.
What do we do when donkey doesn't work? We kill him. Now go to bed. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
On into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
Tim and I were very saddened yesterday. At the end of the show, we found out that the legendary Bob Uecker passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a life this guy had. 90 years old. He was doing radio broadcasts for the Milwaukee Brewers for how many seasons, Tammy?
54 seasons.
I mean, and he just wrapped up another season this past year. He hadn't retired.
He was incredible, and he's such a part of my childhood and growing up, because when, you know, I was in grade school and into high school, I would listen to the Milwaukee Brewer games with my dad. My dad would have it on the television, but have the volume down because he wanted to listen to Bob Uecker on the radio because it was so much better. And Bob Uecker was incredible.
For many, many years, I'm not even a Brewers fan, but when the Brewers were on the radio, I would continue to think, how fortunate are we to be able to listen to this guy call a ball game? It's like the Padre fans when Dick Enberg wrapped up his career doing play-by-play for the Padres. Like, oh my God, how blessed are we to have this guy here? Maybe you don't know Bob Uecker's name, but you certainly recognized his voice from the clip that we played, the movie Major League. That's my second favorite line from Major League. This is my first my first one.
That's all we got. One hit.
You can't say on the air.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The guy was so funny, built a career on being a mediocre to poor baseball catcher, but his sense of humor and his Miller Lite commercials made him a superstar.
And not just that, he also translated into other areas too, because he would be on Johnny Carson a lot. Johnny Carson dubbed him Mr. Baseball. Bob Uecker also ended up in television. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, you may have watched Mr. Belvedere. He was a big part of that show.
I totally forgot he was Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it saddened us, but the man was 90 years old.
What an amazing life
he had.
A great life.
And I never heard anybody ever say anything bad about him.
Yeah. So, great point.
Cool.
And thank you for childhood memories, Bob Uecker, because I have a ton of them because of you.
That's awesome. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOM.
I have an important question for you guys. Should I become a quilter?
Why are you getting all whispery and quiet?
Weirdo?
I don't know. I feel like this is the energy a quilter gives.
Well, it would be, I would think.
That's funny.
Like, very what? Chill.
So, okay. when you say become a quilter, does that mean that you want to make your own quilts, or are you going to, like, start collecting quilts? What does that mean?
Oh, John, so you're not on quilt talk?
No, I'm not on quilt talk, because I'm a man. Go on. Is it making your own quilts or just collecting quilts?
Yes, it's making your own quilts. Okay. Right. Quilting community is going to be mad at you.
So, my first thought is, with all the stuff you got going on in your life.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have room to add something like quilting, which isn't just like a coloring book? I mean, this takes a lot of time. Do you have something like, do you have time for that? Space for that?
I'm not saying for like the immediate future, but I'm starting to prepare what I should do next year.
I think you should 100% do so. Now, my daughters aren't quilters, but they both knit. That's something they forced themselves to do during COVID. Mm-hmm. And now they're avid knitters. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone in my family's got a hat, got a scarf. They're really good at it. And it's fun to watch how peaceful it makes them and how they're able to do a lot of things while they knit. Maybe that's what quilting will do for you.
See, yeah, I need a hobby, and I need that something to center me. So I was thinking about quilting.
Well, I can see why you would like this, because there's very specific geometry here, very yes. specific shapes. There's patterns.
Yes.
And you have to do things that way. As a person who likes a spreadsheet or likes writing things out, quilting kind of makes sense.
And I don't think it's too old, because you know who else is a quilter? Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I love quilters. Yeah. I do love quilters.
Right. And I don't mean this offensively, John, but I got a question for you.
I don't mean this offensively, so get ready to be offended, John.
It's not you. I'm not talking about offending you. I don't want to offend your daughters.
Oh.
When do the family member stop saying, I don't need another scarf?
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, but you know what I mean? Eventually you're going to go.
You know what? I haven't gotten a scarf yet.
Oh, no. Interesting.
Well, I haven't, rude. But almost my mother, oh my daughters yeah. give my
well,
mother
come
something.
On,
I mean, come on.
No, it's but so, after a while, John.
I don't know.
You say, I've already got four.
Oh,
I went through a crocheting phase.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that a lot.
What's the difference between crocheting and knitting? Is it the same thing?
No. Not at all, John.
Oh, God. When I was a kid, I used to latch hook.
Yeah, a lot of us did in school.
Loved latch hooking. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
maybe
let's
you
bring
do,
that
maybe
back.
You do that instead.
I need something that'll center me and make me feel satisfied as a little
sure.
hobby. I haven't done latch hooking forever. Oh, I love to latch hook. I just need a new hobby.
First thing I hit on Amazon is that I typed in the word latch hooking for adults.
Okay.
Okay.
You can latch hook your own Christmas decorations.
Yes, you
can latch hook your own Halloween decorations. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSOM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Jarrell in Forest Ranch. Good morning, Jarrell.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, take a break.
All right, good luck.
Jarrell, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Want to remind you, pal, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. Quote, I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone. What singing show did Blake used to be a coach on?
The Voice.
Chad Lowe turned 57 yesterday. On Pretty Little Liars, he's Byron Montgomery, the father of Lucy Hale's character, Aria. He's also the brother of what famous actor who was on Parks and Rec and the movie The Outsiders?
Rob Lowe.
38 years ago, actor Ray Bolger passed away. He was the Scarecrow in the movie The Wizard of Oz. In that movie, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
He wanted a brain.
It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home. She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced they're separating this week. What's the name of Jessica's younger sister, who's also a singer?
Ashley.
And finally, it was 16 years ago that U.S. Airways pilot Captain Chesley Sullenberger landed on the Hudson River after both engines were disabled by a bird strike. All 155 people aboard survived. The event was made into a movie that starred Tom Hanks. What was it called?
The Pilot?
Let's get Tam back in. Jarrell, what's happening in Forest Ranch today, buddy?
Just dropped my son off at school, so got to go home and start work.
How old's your kid?
He's 10.
Ah, That's awesome. 10-year-old son. Wonder what that's like to have a son, Tam.
It's really awesome, actually.
Yeah, never.
Double dose of it
I
here.
I too, actually.
Oh, me too.
Thanks, guys.
We're have kids.
Good boy, Jarrell. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
And still had time to go 4 out of 5.
Nice.
All right.
Timmy, Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. Quote, I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone.
Wow.
What singing show did Blake used to be a coach on?
The Voice.
Remember that year in Nashville? We saw Blake at a, I forget, some basement bar just hanging out. He was so hammered.
But fun.
He was so funny.
So funny.
He took our producer Steph's, her face in his hands, like, you're like a little doll I put in a curio cabinet.
Yeah, he's like, you're so cute. I just want to put you in a curio cabinet. Years later, we asked him about that, and he goes, I don't know what a curio cabinet is. I'm like, you did that night.
You did that night. I got to find that audio. Yeah. As God is my witness, I think he said, I have no idea what a curio cabinet is. Anyway, it's 1-1. Jarrell knew that. Chad Lowe turned 57 yesterday on Pretty Little Liars. He's Byron Montgomery, the father of Lucy Hale's character, Aria. He's also the brother of what famous actor who was on Parks and Rec and the movie The Outsiders?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe is right. Jarrell knew that, 2-2. 38 years ago, actor Ray Bolger passed away. He was the Scarecrow in the movie The Wizard of Oz. In that movie, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
A brain. Jarrell knew that, 3-3. It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson's trying to sell her L.A. area home. She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated. What's the name of Jessica's younger sister, who's also a singer?
Ashley.
Ashley Simpson. Jarrell knew that, 4-4. And finally, it was 16 years ago that U.S. Airways pilot Captain Chesley Sullenberger landed on the Hudson River after both engines were disabled by a bird strike. All 155 people aboard survived. The event was made into a movie that starred Tom Hanks. What was it called?
Oh, gosh. Sully.
Sully. Jarrell, Tam, and I had the unbelievable opportunity to see Captain Sullenberger, Sully, he wanted us to call him, speak to us at a St. Jude convention we were at.
So great.
He was the keynote speaker. He was absolutely amazing. And what he went into on the speech, Tam, remember? It was the basis of Sully, the movie.
Yes.
He had such severe PTSD after that happened that he almost died. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't think about how that affects somebody, what he just did, the monumental event of what he was able to pull off. I still can't believe he was able to do that to this
amazing
day.
Such a hero.
Wow, such a hero. People in the audience, Jarrell, were asking him to run for president after his speech. Mm-hmm. And that's not an exaggeration. He was that great. All right, Tammy, you beat Jarrell, but just barely. 5-4. You're not going to get any money, Jarrell, but a great prize is coming your way, pal.
A family 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice, which comes to Pechanga Arena on January 23rd.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Jarrell, enjoy that. Unfortunately, you're going to have to leave one of your kids at home. Good luck with all that. And in the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hey, I'm Jarrell from Forest Ranch, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So before Greg and John get too far into football talk here, Greg, I have a question for you as a dad of two girls. Mm. And between your girls and your wife, do they share your passion for football? Are your girls learning to share football passion, or are you on your own with that?
I'd say Megan, my wife, 10 News meteorologist Megan Perry, has...
do that.
Contractually obligated. She's come a long way in embracing football and watching it. The kids, they could really care less. When I'm watching the Eagles game, she's like, come on, girls, let's go do an activity or something.
Oh,
or,
nice.
Or takes them and does something, which has been very sweet of her.
Is it because you get kind of a cussy potty mouth?
Well, that's unfortunately all the time. But
how come I've never seen a picture of Devin's Eagles dress that I bought her when she was 1 year old?
Oh, there's photos of that.
I've never seen them.
Well,
I got her the gift.
You're notoriously bad with social media, so I think that's the case here.
That is true.
Ready for that shot.
Okay, now we can talk football.
Well, showing how much Greg and I know about football, we both predicted the Rams to lose to the Vikings this past Monday. Greg is an Eagles fan, that means that you have the Rams.
Yep.
This weekend.
Yep, back in Philadelphia.
Are you confident?
No. It's playoff football. Anything could happen.
Last year, I was so confident that your team, who sputtered at the end of the season, was going to get everything they needed to get together for the playoffs and beat Tampa Bay at home.
Oh.
And Tampa Bay came in and packed your lunch
for you. They always seem to have our number, Tampa Bay. I don't know what it is.
So that's why you're nervous this year.
I'm just nervous all the time. Have you ever seen Philadelphia Athletics in the playoffs? It doesn't usually go too well.
I saw a great video of some of your classy fans berating a poor Green Bay Packers fan over the weekend.
That was really unfortunate and puts a really bad stain on an already much maligned fan base.
Right. You guys aren't known for being very nice.
Not exactly.
I did see a lot of Philadelphia fans, though, say, please don't take this guy to represent us.
Right.
And they really were like, they were saying that that guy was awful.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. They don't want anything to do with him.
They found out who he was, and he's been banned.
Good. Yeah. He's been fired. Lost his job, too.
Good. We just have a reputation that we aren't able to really shake up.
Good luck this week.
Thank you very much. Go Birds.
So, Greg, at 12:20, with your lunchtime link, you have a really great prize today.
You just have to listen to three songs and tell me what link them together, and I will send you to Boots in the Park this April with Old Dominion. It's basically Old Dominion week here on 103.7 KSON.
I love it.
But that show's going to be great with Old Dominion, Chris Young, Parmalee, and Tyler Hubbard. It's going to be a great time down there at Waterfront Park.
Greg has that afternoon today. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON. Greg mentioned that it's Old Dominion week this week on KSON, as he's giving away tickets to Boots in the Park, which features Old Dominion this coming spring.
We also have a chance for you to win an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience for you and a group of your friends, a totally private concert in Nashville starring Old Dominion. And what you need to do, just listen for keywords. 9:30, 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. When you hear the keyword, enter it at KSON.com. And this is something your friends with all the money, they can't buy this. They can't.
Wait a second. Who's my friend with all the money?
Do you have a friend who has a lot of money?
I think we all know someone
who has the money.
I got a couple friends who are doing much better than I am, that's for sure.
They can't buy it. So, Nana. But you can win the totally private show with you and four of your friends going to see Old Dominion at the Reverb at Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville. It includes your airfare, hotel, and backstage passes to meet Old Dominion. So be listening for your first code word at 9:30.
Tammy, I'm going to do you a favor this weekend and actually scope out the area since I'm going to Nashville after the show today.
Okay.
Not to name drop, but Nashville, there you go.
Okay.
What? I'm so excited. I haven't been in Nashville in years.
Oh, it's been a while.
I'm at the jet center that you are in Nashville, you know?
Yeah.
Cruising the town with Hardy.
I have relatives there.
Yeah, you're at Hardy's wedding. I wasn't.
You were invited.
Anyway, I'm going this weekend. I'm going to get myself a hot chicken. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.